getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, how is that defunding police thing working for you, huh? Democrats found out, maybe we jumped the shark a little bit here. America, you know, even told them, which is amazing to me, had expressed to them during the primaries of their party's process to come up with the eventual nominee of Joe Biden, told them clearly what they thought about defunding police. But no, that's not the way the Democrats work. They figure, look, at we're going to tell you what to do, and your job is just to do what we tell you to do, right? Well, Bruce Thatcher is with us. He's the founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths learned from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. Of course, this is, you know, his the project and its dedication. Now, all this makes sense. You say, wow, you know, isn't that the way it's supposed to work, that we're supposed to look at history and learn from history so that we don't repeat the mistakes? But, hey, look, we're humanoids, and somehow we get on top of the building and fall off once again to prove that gravity is still in play here. Right, Bruce?
I guess it's ever been so, and I guess it's still right today.
Well,
it happens to all of us on occasions.
Yeah,
no question about it.
Yeah, it's all part of our the folly of our humanity. And you just can't, which proves once again, you just can't take yourself too seriously. Bruce is also author of many books. His latest, speaking of, you know, defunding police, Gun Mania, and an excellent read. I mean, all his books are great. I mean, he took us through, previously immigration, how to avoid its perils and make it work. Maybe you might get that to the Biden administration, because if they in fact take over, the things they're talking about is forget about immigration and anything that makes sense and anything that we've learned from history. Let's just open up the gates and, let's enter into a one world government. That's what they all want.
I've actually been, you know, thinking about that subject in the same way recently, and I've drafted a blog on it that I'll put up on my website sometime in the next month or two, I suppose, about immigration. I don't expect the Biden administration, if we have one, to pay much attention to it, but maybe it'll give some other people something to think about.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bruce, as a historian, I know that you're equally concerned as I am about what's being poured into the bloodstream of our democracy right now. A lot of corruption, our three-letter agencies are blatantly corrupt. I mean, this is the thing that an outsider to the institutions of the Beltway has exposed so blatantly. I mean, it is absolutely corrupt at every turn. And now, as if we didn't have enough already, put the cherry on top and let's demonstrate to the world how corrupt our election system is.
Yeah, I'm hoping the world, but more than the world, I'm hoping a lot of Americans learn from it also.
Mm-hmm.
and learn some things about the Constitution, what the Constitution says.
Yeah, I mean,
the election of the president.
What a novel concept, right? I mean, and this is the issue. I think that Alan Dershowitz pointed it out very effectively the other night, along with Mark Levin, and that is that, in this argument, you know, the Democrats are all bragging, they say the Trump attorneys haven't come. I mean, these are private parties. These are people in the various cities and districts that said, hey, look, we've been wronged here. Our vote has been disqualified. Well, the judges, they only think about, the short term deal. They don't think about the impact of what this will have down the line. Says, that's kind of a retail deal. You're only talking 1,000 votes. He's down by 120,000. Ain't going to make a big whoop. Well, but the fact of the matter is, again, that's part of that corruption that's injected into the bloodstream that tells the citizen that it doesn't matter, that it's somehow acceptable in the mix of things, that the bad votes will just be absorbed, they'll cancel each other, and we'll still pick the right person. Oh, will we?
Or will we? We'll pick, and the people who are most blasé about it and say it goes on all the time, and it does go on to some extent all the time. But the people who say it's no big deal and all that, let's get on with it. Mm-hmm. Let's just move on. Mostly those are the people who feel that their candidate's going to be president.
Right. Well, they're the ones that perpetrate it. I mean, it's like the former Attorney General Eric Holder. Oh, there's no such thing as voter fraud. Come on, you knucklehead. You're smarter than that. Why do you say something that, you know, that lacks so little intelligence, that has no empirical evidence to back it up? People are arrested. They're spending time in jail for voter fraud, for goodness sakes. Come on. Let's get real.
Well, it goes back to the old psychology. The more often you tell it, the more likely people are going to start to believe it.
Well, yeah, because the media goes along and they report on it, and they lead us to believe all the wrong things. I mean, what service? You see, this is what I mean. The corruption is so rampant. It's infiltrated the media. It's infiltrated big tech. I mean, look what they did. I mean, hey, look at the CEO, president of Google, said Donald Trump would not get reelected. He was going to make sure of it. And doggone it, so far, so good. He's been able to leverage the full power of his organization against Republican and conservatism. And what kind of service did they provide on behalf of the American people just to make sure that Donald Trump did not get reelected?
Well, they think they did a great service, but they're part of either specifically or indirectly, they're part of the in crowd. They're part of what we call the swamp.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They benefit from the Democrats being in control of things. Actually, they benefit from big government being in control of everything, and that's more likely to be the Democrats. And they support it. They are. I talk about hubris in a recent blog. I mean, they exhibit the most blatant hubris. They're in power. They're right. Everybody else is wrong unless they agree with them.
Exactly. Well, it goes back to what you said earlier. Hey, what about that Constitution thing? Well, big government obliterates the Constitution. That's just, you know, that's a paperweight for them. That has no relevance whatsoever. I mean, look at what Joe Biden came up with, his 110-page manifesto with Bernie Sanders. I mean, you know, forget about the Constitution. We got this new Constitution brought to you by somebody who lived in a basement that has obvious mental deficiencies, but he's replaced the Founding Fathers with his genius writing of what we should look forward to and live up to in a Biden America.
And we want to get rid of the Electoral College. It's the electoral system is just unfair.
Yes.
In their view, of course, it's in the Constitution, but we don't care about the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, and of course, we want to stack the court. I mean, we'll teach them. We'll teach them to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg with a conservative. Boy, they're going to pay the price for that one.
we'll expand the court by 4 or 5 justices, and then we'll pack it.
Well, yeah, and then on top of that, we'll go ahead and, you know, add a couple more states to the fix and make sure that Democrats have a lock forever. And California will now, which has been the poster child of the Democratic forecast and the Democratic way of life, then California will be the United States of California. We'll just all be California, except without a coastline in some cases. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, some people are making that choice right now with all these restrictions that we're having to go through with COVID-19, the psychological damage that this is causing. And unfortunately, the political rhetoric is not helping at all. I mean, there's such insensitivity to the effect that this is having psychologically on people. And the governors of some of these states, I just want to grab them by the collars, Bruce Thatcher, and just say, stop it. I mean, you're irresponsible. I mean, this isn't about your personal ego and power. This is about everyday citizens that are living under your charge and responsibility. And the way they're being treated is certainly not consistent with our Constitution. Oh, there goes that Constitution thing again.
Yeah.
Got a new word for you. Am I saying this right? Presentism? Is that it? Presentism. Okay, that's a new word for the day because, this is what's happening. Break that down and explain to our audience presentism.
Presentism is the applying of current standards when you evaluate or consider or look at historical figures. It's taking them out of their context, putting them in our context, and judging them accordingly. And most historians try to avoid it because it distorts history, it distorts the understanding of history, mm-hmm. and makes it very difficult for you to really know what was going on and why amongst historical figures.
Exactly.
Which this is going on. If you look at today's on the streets protesting and on the websites and social media protesting about America, everything mm-hmm. about America is bad, and they normally lash into historical figures. They go for, and particularly they go for the most revered, such as Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, mm-hmm. even Abraham Lincoln. They talk about how bad these people are.
Right. And well, that's just all a softening campaign, right? I mean, sooner or later, the knockout punch is going to come, but they're just softening the people. And the thing that amazes me, Bruce, in that context and in that that worldview that they're exercising, it's interesting how they scrutinize this, because here they've elected, supposedly, Joe Biden, who is rife with all kinds of prejudicial issues and yeah. violations against black Americans. You've got a vice president, you know, allegedly elect, whose father owned slaves. I mean, if you want to play that card, I mean, where does it begin and where does it end? I guess maybe it's only fitting if you are expendable, I guess. If you happen to be less than, as they consider less than, if you're conservative or Republican, but if you're on their team, hey, as long as you're serving their bidding, I guess you'll be okay. But, you know, if Kamala Harris makes the wrong move any step of the way, we'll watch them, you know, come after her and her family to no end.
Everything, it's a one-way evaluation. If you are in the club, then all is forgivable. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to do with bigotry, slavery, white supremacy, and all of the current kinds of things that they latch onto. It has to do with anything. It mm-hmm. has to do with corruption, crime. It doesn't matter. If you're yes. in the club, you're okay.
Even being in the club is a moment to moment position, because you could hiccup and say the wrong thing and you're out of the club, right?
That's right. Yeah. If you somehow or other bring harm to the club, then under the bus you go.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't. If you're a Democrat, you do not hug Lindsey Graham. You hug Lindsey Graham, you're out of the club, and you're no longer on the committee. We're going to find something else for you. Oh, yeah, dog washing. We got a dog washing position here for you.
That's right. The members of the club, and we were talking earlier about the social media giants who have mm-hmm. relatively recently, historically, come into the club as they grew in an enormous strength, and as the club recognized how valuable they could be in mm-hmm. in controlling and shaping American opinion, mm-hmm. and we talked about the hubris that they have. It will be very interesting to see, because you can be absolutely sure when it's expedient to do so, they'll get tossed under the bus. Congress will change the law so they're not protected. They will gradually, just as huge trust did back at the turn of the 20th century, laws will be passed when people have had enough to bring him into harness, mm-hmm. and then under the bus they'll go.
You think the Democrats will do that to all that money?
No.
Okay, well, that's good. You were taking me down this hill. I go, okay, no. He's telling me a story. You know, far, far away, this is what
yeah. No, I don't, unfortunately, I don't think the Democrats will do it, and I question whether the Republicans will do it, because mm. the swamp is very big. But I think that it's possible that they will get such an outroar outrage, that pressure will come down, and if you get the right combination of party control of Congress and the presidency, they'll come together and they'll do some things like that. Not because they want to, but because they think it's in their interest to do so.
Wow. Well, it's going to be an interesting time. I mean, some obvious things. I mean, Biden's America and Donald Trump's America. I mean, talk about polar opposites. And so you can imagine what's going to happen. We touched just a little bit on immigration, foreign policy, which, you know, people that knew Joe Biden said he's never got it right. And, you know, and so here he is. He's assembling the same team that couldn't help him get it right to get it wrong again, I guess, or to keep getting it wrong.
And it doesn't matter. It's all about power.
Right, exactly.
Right or wrong is irrelevant.
Right, right. Well, and that's what Lindsey Graham said. You know, I hope you don't get it. We know this is all about control and power. Hope you don't get it. And but here we are. And, you know, we're on the verge of them already receiving power, possibly, and even more so if, you know, if we do not turn things around there in Georgia and the two candidates, you know, are able to get reelected.
That's right.
Purdue. And otherwise, I mean, what do you imagine the Democrats? I mean, this will be two years of hell that you can't even imagine we would be subjected to.
The most exciting thing in the next weeks or months, however, is going to be a constitutional test. We're going to learn some things that the Constitution really says, and it's going to surprise a lot of Americans.
Well, I think, you know, there's been a lot more talk about the Constitution than ever before. And especially in light of COVID and some of the things have been coming down, but people need to be really intentional about, you know, getting reconnected with that document. That really defines the power of we the people. And right now, the Democrats and those power-hungry individuals that are so arrogant to think that, you know, like you say, the hubris that exists is just beyond measure, and it is laughable, but you think at some point it's got to come down and fall on their heads sooner or later here because, you know, they just cannot continue to do this. I mean, we can't go to our houses of worship. The Democrats want to attack the Sisters of the Poor because they don't want to dispense, birth control pills. I mean, it's just, you know, it's hysterical. And, go ahead.
Americans like to bring people, high profile or high riding people, down to their own level.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing that with America's history.
Right.
But they will do that also to social media and high tech.
Well, they can't move soon enough on that because because of what damage that, you know, these oligarchs have done in terms of obliterating our constitutional rights. But again, the people need to stand up and realize that, you know, those three powerful words, we the people, are very powerful. But if we don't exercise them, then they're totally inert and the elites are happy to take over. Bruce Thatcher, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Thank you so much for being with us. Bruce is the founder of History Speaks, author of Gun Mania. Well, where can they go to be in touch with you and catch up on your blog?
HistorySpeaksToday.com, and there's a blog button there.
Hey, just like that, we're so high tech, we got it all covered.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bruce.